Okay, we're beginning a new siman. We're up to Tzadi Vav. Not to get distracted by davening. So here we go. Aleph, kishahu mispal, when a person's davening, lo yechos biyada tefillin, a person should not be holding in their hand tefillin, velo sefer mikisve kodesh, not a sefer, velo kara, malaya, food on a plate, something like that, velo sakin, a knife, umaos, money, kikar, bread, mipnei, shaliba alehim shvil yiplu, because you're going to be so distracted that these things shouldn't fall, that you're not going to be able to concentrate. V'yitared tisbatel kavonoso, if you're going to be so occupied by this, it's going to destroy your kavono and davening. The lulav bizmano, but in contrast, to hold a lulav when you're davening, you could hold a lulav kevon. Why? Because you're doing the mitzvah of the nanuim when you're holding your lulav, so you're not going to become distracted, and it's not going to be a problem holding that while you're davening. The dirsha we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah as well talk about other mitzvah items that are held during davening. Here we go. Aleph, kishumis palo. Again, when you're davening, don't have holding things. Prima godam kosov, not only by davening, hu hadin, shas kriyashma, upsuki de zimra. That you should not be holding these things in your hand when you're other parts of davening, right? In the dirshu, they bring a kasha, Vilyashav answers, it says, earlier in Samach Gimel, Mivur Shafil Aso Bimalachto, even to do work, Mutter Kishikore Kriyashma, right? Except for the first paragraph, first really Shema itself. Sabir of Eliyashiv explained, no, Shisham Hitir Mishum Bitul Malacha. The fact that you're allowed to do these things over there was by Bitul Malacha, Aval Beloze, but without that concern, also Hechefetz Biyado, Afilu Bipsuke Dezimra. You can't really holding on to things while you're saying even the Pesuke Dezimra. Mishnah Berurah now in Sif Cut and Bathe. Lo yechos, don't hold. B'diavid, technically speaking, you did do these things. Ein sarach lachzer l'hispalo. It's not going to be ma'akev. So you weren't supposed to hold the tefillin or the knife or the bread, anything like that, but you did. You don't daven again. Imlo shiodei, unless you know, sha'aydezeh lo kivein ba'ovos. As we'll learn, that one must have kavana in the first bracha of avos. What exactly is the nature of the kavana? So that's for the discussion, the famous piece from Reb Chaim. On the Rambam, the Chazanish dismisses it, seems to say. But okay, but the Reb Chaim explains that there's a difference between standing in front of Hashem, and is that all kavan, and the additional higher level of kavan that one has to have for the Brach of Avos, namely what each one of the words means as you're saying it. Fine. Okay, let's continue. Mutter Hashatz, lehachzik sefer Torah, b'yado b'shabbos, k'sha'omer yokom prokon. So we allow the chazan to hold the sefer Torah in his hand. Ah, you're not supposed to. So says the Mishnah Berurah. I'll tell you why. Tevin shekavano so oz. What's his intention at that point? Lehispala along de Torah. You're davening for those who are learning Torah. You look at what it means. Yom prokan. It's a tefillah for those. Alkein therefore machzik a sefer Torah biyado v'lo l'shem shmira. You're not holding it to protect it. Have a kemolulov bismano. This is the same thing as like holding a lulav in this time. Therefore, meaning of the time of the mitzvah. V'chein motel hachzik b'sh. That's why you're allowed to hold the Sefer Torah when we do Birkas HaChodesh. In the Dirshu over here, so it says in number 5, Bizmanenu, Kosov Lekaman, okay, talking about the Lulav, Misha Machzik es Alulav Eshasa Tefila Michzik Yuhura. If you were to hold your Lulav for an additional parts of davening when it's not required, that would be like a spiritual show-off. We would not do that. Emotion Mefursam, Medaktik B'maisav. Unless a person has an outstanding, impeccable reputation, the Medaktik on every little thing, so then one would not do that. In Dirshu 6, Tam Hadavar, right, this is again talking, going back on the comment that you're allowed to hold the Sefer Torah for because Chodesh, Abakor Chaim, Sha'a Yidei Achzachas Sefer Torah, Hatechinos Abrachas Yizkablu Yosir. Our supplications in our blessings are more accepted. Remash Shukslav Lekaman, Vagam Im Tzrichim Es HaSefer Torah Avur Minyon, Acher, even if you need a Sefer Torah for a nether minion, Yesh Bekach Tircha Yidetzibura Lahamtin, to wait, Kosov Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal She'ein the Vatalas Haminhag V'Yamdinu Ad La'Acher Birchas HaChodesh. They should not take the Sefer Torah before Birchas HaChodesh. Let's say you have a parallel minion or a Hashkal minion or something like that, whatever it is, and they need now they're holding to start the laning. They need the one Sefer Torah. No, you still hold it for that. That's the level of Cheshivas that we have to this part of the davening, specifically to hold the Sefer Torah. And it's not a contradiction we learned in the Mechaber of holding an item. Fine. Gimel, lo sefer, hu hadin, kol sefarim shalanu. All the types of sefarim we have. Again, the whole idea is going to distract you. You don't want it to fall. Karmalea, full plate. Shelibo aleha shlo yishapech mimen. It's not going to spill from you. Sakin, what's the concern with a knife? Shlo yipol haaretz. If you talk Morocco, you're not going to drop the knife and cut yourself. V'maos, with the money, what's the concern? Shlo yisparzu, they're going to get all scattered out. Aye, so what if they're all bound together? V'af im heim. Tsurin tarit shema yovedu. Not even if they're all bound together, and I was thinking, like, you know, my stack of dollar bills are going to blow away. Still, I don't want them to get lost. You're holding this way. So also to have a child, a little kid, you're afraid they're going to drop them. So that's also going to be distracting not to hold them when davening. Sivkat and Heha Maos Vakikar Davkahani. These are specific. Sheim Yiplu Yeshbehem Hefseid Izulo. Right? If it's gonna be a little damage. It's gonna get ruined. Avashar Dvaram Mutulachos. But other things you would be allowed to hold. The Ish Omrim Dahani Lav Davka. Some say no. It's Lav Davka. These Ela Orcha de Milsonok. Just mentioning, you know, what happens commonly. The Huadin Sheainly told Shumdover Beyada Bashasa to be. You shouldn't hold anything in your hand. The Chain Hiskim Ha Taz. That's the way the Taz reads this idea. Okay. Sivkat and Vav, Nipnei Shaliba, because it's going to distract you. Tsarch Ian, Imota Likach Tefillin, Vesefator Beyado, Hecha de Misyare, Mipnei Genovim. What if you're afraid that it's going to get stolen? Could you hold on to that? Because if you place it down, you're not going to have any Kavana. To Esher de Hitirulo, perhaps, brings the Prima Gadam, you would be allowed to, because that's less of a concern. Meaning, it's a conflict. But in the hierarchy, it'd be better for you to hold on to them rather than be concerned the whole time that someone's going to take them. Sivkat and Zion, Mutal Echos, you're allowed to, Nafal Sefer Al Ha'aretz. If falls to the ground, Ve'ena Yochel Lechavein, and you're not able to have any contact, because it's bothering you so much that there's a sidr on the floor, it's bothering you so much, in that case, Mutal Lehagbio, you are allowed to raise it up. If you look in the Dirshur 9, Ve'im Tzorech La'akaris Roglev Tzorech, let's say it fell, but it's like, you know, 10 feet away from you, you see it right in front of you, so then Yisboyer Lekamon, if it's bothering you and it's staring your kavan, you can't do it. You're allowed to actually get up and walk over and pick up the sefer off the floor. So he thinks perhaps there'll be the halach over here as well. Okay, back inside. When you finish the bracha, you should finish the bracha you're up to when doing that. You shouldn't make any motions with your fingers, snapping your fingers, a motion like that. If you started davening your Shmona Esrei and you got confused, an example like that would be, if you look in 10, now, Baalpeh, meaning you don't know by heart. So really, what would you think? Well, one second. What if I didn't say it at all? If I didn't say Al Hanisim at all, then I'm not, it's not ma'akev. So you might have thought, okay, so just keep going. So you could get to the bookshelf, like a sitter, and go get a sitter, so you can say Al Hanisim. Meaning, even though you would have thought, look, come on, I don't say it, I'm not going to say it, it still counts. No, go walk over and get it. Okay. Back in the Mishnah Berurah, Mutar Leilech L'Makom HaYadua Lo Likach Misham Sitter. You're allowed to go and to get a sitter. In 11, he says, V'im Yochel Lirmos La'acher Shiyavu Lo Sitter. Can you motion for somebody, like, you know, snap or something like that, to bring them sitter? So Adu Shaseh Kein, then that's better. V'lo Yelech Hu Atzmo L'Havio, rather than have then yourself getting up and bring it. K'mo Shemashma L'Kamon later on, Kuftalad She'im Koton Mafriya B'Tzefila. If a kid's upsetting, the distracting, you know, everybody. Yirmos Lo Shishtok. You give him a little, you make a motion to him. And B'Lila Zuz Mekom. You don't get up and walk over to the kid, you just make a motion to them. If the kid's not getting it, or the father's not taking care of his kid, then you can actually move away from them, to distracting him. Okay. Let's look in 13 also, an interesting point of view. You have a suffix. Be'ezidin hashayich letzefila. You don't know something happens. Kigon, for example, sheshachal chazkir dover ve'eni yadeh im tzarech lachzer. And you're not sure in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. I forgot to say this, but I have to go back again. Kosel lekaman sheyachal leleches la'arm l'staka b'sefer. You can go take out your Mishnah Berurah and learn what is the din. Ucheini yachal levarer ayde iyun b'sefer. Let's say I looked it up in the middle of my Shmoneh Esrei and I can't figure it out. You can go to the Rav and ask him, excuse me, I just forgot the Yalav Yavo, what do I do? Even by the amount of time that it took you to research, to ask the Shaila, would have been longer than the amount of time it would have taken you to finish the whole thing. You just go back to the place that it is. I believe I've heard in the name of Rav Shechter that you don't start having a pilpul with the Rav when he tells you what to do. You say, all right, what about the Taz? What the Mogan? No, you just the Rav, you ask the Shaila, the Rav tells you what to do. You can just go afterwards, but you follow the Pesach of the Rav and then you go weiter in your davening. Okay, that was the end of Sif Aleph. Let's do Beis. You're allowed to hold on to the machzor while davening. That's the whole purpose why it's printed, so you can look at it. Same thing, when you're holding the object for the sake of the mitzvah, so too you hold the machzor in order to daven from it. Says the Ramah, if you didn't have when you start before you started, lo yachzir achara b'tefila litlo. Don't go around looking for it in the middle once you started davening. Ela imke in hay b'makam miyuchad shehumuchan. You know exactly where it is. Az mota litlo afila b'tocha tefila kedei lehispalo b'tocho. You should be able to daven from it as well. Okay, ches. Lo yachzir achorav. Don't go around looking at mipnei shematrin. It's going to be a tirda. Kosef Taz, to who had in the same halacha applies. The yesh li zohir the mishem is pala mitocha siddur. When you're davening from the sheyirshom techila, you should mark off for yourself in advance. Kol amakom sitzarich li hispala ba'oisot tefila v'lo yechapes achareim b'shashem hispalo. Now again, Baruch Hashem, you know, you look at most siddurim nowadays that you have, everything is in order. It's arranged, but sometimes you can imagine, especially like older siddurim, that you'd have to go flipping around. So you have to go flip the back to find this insertion and flip back for that, right? So then you should arrange all these things beforehand. Put your finger there, put a place marker, a bookmark, something like that. It's going to be very disruptive to your davening to be flipping around the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. V'chein kosav birkei Yosef, shekein nohagin rabbi me'anshei ma'aseh. Maybe I'll do this. Kishiroitzim loymar tefila miyuchedes. You're saying something that's unique, that's not said, every single day. You could go on anenu, or could go on batodienu, kishachal yom tov v'matzei Shabbos, any one of these things. So they would, meaning we have printed in the sitter, most of us, but okay. But they would like mark the spot beforehand so they wouldn't have to go flipping around. Okay. Lehis pal matocho, last one, to daven from it. Benim sebachwonim. Sha'af bechazoras hashatz. Even when they're repeating the Shmoneh Esrei, nachon hu shiyeh hasider patuach lefonav. One should be looking into the sitter while the chazoras hashatz is happening. Leos ozna pekuchos amash sha'omer hashatz. There must be some unique yetzahar for guys to like take out their phones or something that during chazoras hashatz. It is not proper. 100% not proper. The correct thing to do is to look into the siddur and be following along word for word with the chazan. Okay, that is the short siman of Tzadi Vav. Mitzvah Shem, next time we'll start Tzadi Zayin.